93.7, the River, the River City's new classic rock, Doug and Joe show. There goes Ozzy. We've got John. John's hanging. He wanted to follow up with what we were talking about, which yesterday I got some scallops back at the seafood deli. Butcher gave them to me. They were too expensive. I walked around the store, so I put them back in a freezer section instead of taking them back to him because I wasn't going to pay the price. So I put them in next to the frozen fish and the fish sticks and all that, and I went about my way.
Ridiculous.
My thing is, I think they're going to resell them. I didn't that wrong. Should I have taken them back to the guy that gave them to me? Probably. What's up, John? Welcome.
Well, for health and safety reasons, the store would have to write it off as a loss because the store does not know how long they've been away from the counter, if it's been in the store all day, how long it's been in the freezer, or wherever the customer left it, they're going to have to take a loss on it, so the butcher would have to write it off as a loss,
okay,
or whoever finds it.
All right, well, okay, so if I'm the butcher, you know, and it comes back to me while I'm on my shift, I'm not writing that up as a loss. It's going back into the distribution.
Oh, you're
going
to reserve that to people?
Yeah, because I know at what time I handed it to somebody, and I'm not going to waste the food. It's frozen. Frozen fish is frozen fish. It lasts longer than that. That's bad business. If people are taking losses, those kinds of losses at a grocery store, then that's why they charge so much for scallops. And I'm part of the problem. Yes, I recognize that, and I can take that. That's my burden. That's my responsibility. I understand that. I've wrecked it for everyone. But that's why this stuff costs so much, because they have to take a loss.
All right, you're at a high-end steak joint. And I'm talking high-end steak joint. You're at one of the ones where you're probably $80 to $100 a plate. One of them places I'll never be able to eat. And a guy orders a steak, any steak out there.
Mm-hmm.
He orders it medium rare.
Yeah.
It comes out well.
Okay.
He tells him. And I mean, he doesn't even touch a fork to it. He can just tell by looking at it.
Yeah.
The guy that orders a medium rare steak sees no blood on his steak. This is not medium rare.
Yeah.
So all it literally did was touch his table. Waiter's still there.
Yeah.
Waiter says, okay, sir, we'll go back and get you a new steak. Now,
sure,
obviously, you can't use the same steak because it's overcooked.
Mm-hmm.
Does that steak go out to somebody that wants one well done?
Yeah.
No way, you can't do that.
Yeah, over 80% of restaurants will reserve that. Yeah, that's all they're going to do. They'll put it back under the light. They'll keep it warm.
Not a hand, a fork, a knife, nothing touched it.
Are they supposed to? Is that good business? No. But I guarantee over 80% of the restaurants out there will do that. We talked to guys over at the meth lab one time. He said, yeah, I worked at a spaghetti joint where we would reuse the bread. Like, if we put bread in a basket, we put it on a table, no one touched it. He goes, my manager told us to reserve it, reheat it, retoast it, and put it back on the table.
Yeah, and that was a conversation I wish we'd never had, because I eat at that place, and I probably had some reused bread go down my gullet.
Oh, I bet you've had recycled a lot of things, I bet, at restaurants. The places you eat, I bet a lot of people have touched the food you've eaten.
Never Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Really? You think no one's ever reheated a Cheddar Bay biscuit?
Nope.
Let's go to this one. Will, welcome. What's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, Will.
Hey, dog. You admitted that you were too lazy to go back and return it.
Well, 50-50. I was too lazy and I was in a hurry.
Yeah, you know, it really is. It's pride. You were too proud to go back and say, I don't want this.
No,
I will. He's right on. Now he's calling your manhood out.
No. Here's the thing. This is a true story. I'll take anything back. I don't care what. I'll take something back that isn't even mine. I'll take something back that I didn't even buy.
Truth be told, Will, he'll take something back that he actually would pay for just to argue because he hasn't done it in a couple days.
Yeah,
I mean, he likes that.
I have no problem taking anything back, but I truly was on the other side of the store in produce. I was all the way at the opposite end of the earth. And I was trying to hurry. I was trying to get home. My wife had to leave. I was trying to get out of there. I wasn't too proud. And honestly, if I hadn't been in such a hurry, and had I even thought for a second that the scallops were that high of price, I would have caught it sooner. But I was just jamming through. I knew what I wanted. I go to the store rarely. I'm like, ding, ding, ding. I'm trying to get out of there. And I look down at the price. And I'm like, whoa. I stopped. I'm like, no, that is too damn much money.
For $4, though.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I wouldn't even have noticed that.
It wasn't the amount. Overage, it was the price per pound that got me. I could not swallow it. So, yeah, it wasn't a pride issue. I'm telling you, I'm not too proud to take anything back. Joe knows that. I'll take anything back.
I'd love to be able to jump on your side with that, Will, but that is true. He almost likes it. He encourages the
fun.
Yeah.
When I have time, I love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Dana, earlier on, I asked you to tell us where scallops actually come from. What kind of fish or what is it? Because I don't know exactly.
It's a shellfish, so it's kind of, have you ever seen like a clam shell, right?
Yeah.
It's more of a flat, flayed kind of shell.
Okay.
And they do the same thing. They swim like this.
Oh, okay.
Like side to side, and they they flip their little shells.
Little shell flippers. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then so what they do is they shell the scallop, and then they take, that's the center meat.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a clam shell, doesn't it, Dana?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, scallops are delicious.
Yeah, and when I was looking it up, I actually didn't realize there's more to the scallop than just the part that you actually buy. There's like a little muscle that goes around it.
Is that edible?
Is that the yellow thing?
I don't know. I've never eaten it.
Huh.
But I'm sure you can eat it.
Okay. Well, then you know what? Run, don't walk to that store. I'll tell you where I got these off air, and maybe they're still in the freezer section.
Really?
Maybe they're discounted. That's what I do today.
I go
in there, and if they're still in there, I pull them out of the freezer, and I say, hey, I want a discount on these because I found them next to the fish sticks. Maybe they'll discount them.
When they're fried, they look like little chunks of pork.
Oh, they're so buttery and delicious.
Oh, they are. They're so just robust and flavorful.
They're so good.
I mean, you put them in a pan with just butter and garlic,
mm-hmm.
and you just brown the sides, and they get really fat. They're like little white miniature fillets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what they look like.
Oh, they're beautiful.
So now what you're telling us all is your ceviche doesn't contain them.
No, there is no scallop in the ceviche I brought, just tilapia and shrimp, and you guys could taste it here shortly,
right.
or whatever you want. I even brought tortilla chips in, too.
I can't wait. I actually love this stuff, and I can't believe
it. I know, I'm shocked.
I cannot believe it, Dana. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever that I would like it.
Mine has a lot of tomato in it.
I don't care.
But
yeah.
it's very, very tasty, and it's got cucumber.
I can eat that stuff when it's mixed in. I think my taste buds might be changing now that I'm not a full-fledged pot smoker. Maybe I'm getting the taste back to my mouth.
Or maybe it's taken all these years for you to actually grow up.
Or every 7 years, your taste buds are supposed to change.
Is that a fact?
Mm-hmm. I didn't like watermelon before, and I love it now.
Yeah. No kidding. Why is that?
Well, pregnancy.
That's why people, when they get older, too, they want onion or they want mm-hmm. good things because your taste buds change.
Yep.
Are you saying I'm pregnant?
You must be.
Hmm. I said pregnancy changes your taste buds.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're pregnant because to get pregnant, you got to have sex.